Not a hassle, I guess.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello and welcome everyone to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale and this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, March 28th. Super happy to be with you all today. Calling you from a pretty wet Pacific Northwest today, but I think we're going to get some sun this weekend, so I'm not going to complain. I want to just remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We almost always are going to have something you're going to want to write down, whether it's an event that's coming up or where to find some great information, so be ready for that. And please press 1 on your phone if you have any questions, comments, testimonials. We'd really love to hear from you. We are going to have a special guest today when she comes on, so you may want to ask her questions. So if you do, please just press 1 on your phone. It'll put you in our queue, and I know you want to chat with us. Just as a reminder, though, for this show, we do need to keep it to horses with the horse unit and really stay away from any kind of medical questions or comments. So, but as you know, that gives us a ton to talk about. So I don't see our special guest on quite yet, Cindy. So I'll say hi to you. And if you've got any quick things to chat about this morning before we get going with her, that'd be great. Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, everybody. And I got some sunshine here first, so it's making me happy because we've had rain. So that's okay. It's an on-again, off-again project I got going outside. So, it gives everybody a rest when it rains. But, I guess one of the things I just wanted to say real quick is, it's been kind of exciting looking at different posts on the various Facebook pages because there's, definitely the whole season and what's going on down in Florida, particularly in Ocala at the World Equestrian Center, is off and running. And it's always nice to see that, we've got, this is a 5-day, 5-star show jumping event, and there's a team for the U.S. there. And according to one of our reliable IBD sources there, that the whole U.S. team, of which there's three men and one woman, are all Beamer, and their horses are Beamer horses users. And then I think it's at the same Longines event that Jure Vreeling, who's from the Netherlands, is one of our ambassadors there. So, of course, he's a Beamer user. And I'm sure there's others that I don't know about, but it's always exciting to see that. And if you can catch, a fair amount of little live video clips. And, this show jumping is really a spectacular event to watch. So it's something that you might want to check out on the pages on Facebook and just, keep some good thoughts for Team USA. I know Ireland's been doing extremely well, so that's always fun to kind of check out what's going on in that respect. So those are things that I just noticed coming up. And let's see, do I know anything else about, do I have anything else? Not so much in terms of tidbits here, Rainey. So I'm hoping that we have a few people that might call in and connect with our special guest to kind of share the you know, what's been going on with some of the horses that they work on. And I don't see anything else that I have to share at the moment. So is that saving
up? I don't see that she's quite on yet. I know she's planning on coming. She's a totally different time zone than us, so maybe we have some communication, but I just texted her, so we'll see. I was looking through that, the Facebook page, and I was seeing the incredible booths. They're just gorgeous. The time and energy going into it.
Hannah Taylor has one up in Canada that is just to die for. So she has
incredible
and into that booth. There's some really pretty fancy
things. Take a look at that. I mean, not every person, not any of us can just, you know, have a booth like that. But you can maybe get some inspiration for what you might want to do. You know, take some ideas for, you know, how that looks to be able to use for your own. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you don't do it all, well, most people would not do it all at once. You know, you kind of get incrementally. I've got a show coming up, and I was thinking, well, I still haven't made it to get one of the big full-size horses, you know, because those are, you know, you're talking about $3,500 for one of those horse life-size statues.
Well, not to mention, then you have to store it somewhere when you're not using it.
I've got a place to store it, but then obviously you need to have a horse trailer to transport it, and you need to put it on wheels so you can move it.
So that's the whole thing, too, beyond just the buying of it. Yeah.
Yeah. We looked at, you know, the one that we used at the manager meeting was, which was, you know, kind of a source of laughter because it wasn't full size, but it was wire, and it was something that's used in the Home and Garden Center for, it's called a topiary figure. So that's why the horse was really wired, but it's not full size. And so it does, you can get them full size. And I looked that up, but that's still like about $800 for this wire horse.
But at least it's easier. That might be easier to move.
Absolutely be easier to move. Yeah. I built a form that you know works great for the blanket and I have the leg, you know, forms for the cuffs, but I don't have anything to put the neck applicator on to make it show well, and that's why I'm going, okay, it's kind of forcing me to say, you know, are you going to do this or not? The jury is out. I've decided, you know, I even considered abusing one of our horses to say, well, I could tie you up here and give you a lot of food and just make you be my model. And he's pretty mellow. He probably put up with it, but that's not the greatest thing for him for 4 days in a row. So anyway, people do come up with creative things. You know, we've got clothes racks. I've seen, you know, other things that look a little more, what can I find in my garage? But certainly what we were talking about with Hannah and Marlise and Christine Nagy and, you know, some of the other ones, their booths just really look, it's pretty exciting to see how beautiful they represent. They look, you know, certainly as good as the corporate booths do, you know, and that was pretty cool. So,
hers on par for a corporate booth for sure, with all of the chairs and the banners and everything. Yeah, it looked incredible. So,
I guess the other thing just to mention is that our equine sales director Megan Smith had put out on the page she's back. She's on leave for a really exciting purpose, and that she is back and will be getting involved again as she's trying to catch up with all the emails that were sent, you know, while she was out. But so we'll look forward to hearing from her or seeing from her and some posts. And maybe we'll even get to see pictures of the expanded family. So that would be cool. Okay.
Let's see if I see anything else here in the Facebook pages. They've been posting from some shows in Europe as well. But let's see. There's not a lot of, well, we've got horses rolling in the pasture and yeah, I don't see anything, a whole lot to be able to share, but did you get any response
from
our guest?
No, she is not. So, but we do have somebody else who wants to chat with us. So, well, maybe if we can't get her on soon enough, we may just have her come on next week. All right, we've got area code 713. Area code 713, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, it's Sandra in Houston. How are y'all today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Well.
How are you?
Good. Yeah. I'm a little late getting on to the show. I'm curious. I have not seen what participation Beamer might be doing, like in the Kentucky Land Rover, any of the big equestrian events that were done last year. Are they being repeated this year?
Not so far, to my knowledge. I think corporate has pulled back a bit from, doing those kinds of events. They're more doing it in concert with, like a partial partnership, if you will, with some of the distributors who've done it for a long time, but not just going in and having corporate do the whole thing. They'll participate to some degree, and I can't really speak to that, Sandra, as to what degree that is with the shows, but I think I don't see them going in and doing like it's going to be a whole Beamer booth and then, like Quarter Horse Congress, like what they did. I don't see that happening. I see them being supportive and contributing, but not being the overall umbrella to do the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious.
I didn't go to those events, but I mean, I know there was. if they
bought
all of that, those are the booths alone. Those are big expenses. So I started kind of going, well, are we not doing those this year? What's going on? It was always good for some social media input and things like that. So it seems that the corporate really isn't doing much in the corporate. In the social media outreach that we've seen in years past, is that your observation too?
I would kind of agree with that, and I think some of that is changing of the guard, and really I think they're still kind of working out who's doing what to whom where.
Right.
Before we had, a very defined marketing plan and marketing director pushing for that, and I don't know that that's what the choice is now. So I think there's still going to be we're trying to coordinate with corporate in terms of corporate global, what they want, and to be in concert with them. And so because there's some different people involved, it's just, let's say it's not crystal clear.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm merely saying I've kind of noticed, like, okay, well, and yes, we have changed leadership, and thankfully. I just wanted to be more aware, and so thank you for answering my question. I really don't have much else. I'm sorry I missed the Equine Academy. Time got away from me in registering, and it was full by the time I went to register. So anyway, I missed out.
Well, sometimes what you can do, Sandra, is, you know, you can contact, I mean, we close it the day before because we have time, we I got to get the emails out and things like that. But, I mean, typically, particularly if people have already been and they're going for a second time or something, you don't need to have corporate know that you were there, and we can, you know, allow you to audit if you ask.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a date for the next one. It's going to be a while.
Right, I know.
Summer. So it'll be back on a week. It'll be back on a Monday again. That's our our best shot at being able to do it. So, but
well,
there is something to look forward to in April because there will be, we don't have a date for it.
Because it's April already, practically.
We will have a Beamer Equine Educational Experience is destined for April. I don't know the date, but it'll be a good one and one to talk about. Focus on the neck applicators. So everybody, once we have the date and we know about that, we'll definitely push that, if you will.
Okay, that'll be great.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
thank you
for
calling.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you,
thank
too.
Thank you, Andrea.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So unfortunately, it doesn't look like our guest is, I don't know if we had a communication problem or there's something else going on, but I haven't been able to hear from her, and it doesn't look like she's on. So I'm sorry about that, but what we had prepared for, that's why we're feeling a little out of the water here, because we didn't really have anything else prepared to talk with you all about today. So sorry about that if we're a little all over the board, but it looks like maybe we aren't going to have our guest today. So and I didn't have really anything else really good to talk to you about other than I just was looking at Facebook page to see if there was any questions or anything coming up. And if you guys are used to being on Facebook page on the IBD Horse North America Facebook page, you have seen Shorty Tarplay, who's been on this show and talked with us a lot. She does some really great things. Is her horse Hippo, and she's kind of a social media darling, if you will, on our page. And she is very pregnant and looks very pregnant, but she is adorable. And there's some great pictures on there of her if you were looking for a great horse picture. So it's fun to see her, always fun to see her on there too. So I just happened to glance over and saw that, and I thought I'd share it because she's adorable and she's on the Facebook page a lot. And it just doesn't seem like we have seen her for a while. But obviously it's because she's been busy making a baby. So looks like she's due any minute if you see the pictures. So other than that, unfortunately, Cindy, I don't have anything else to fill the time with. So maybe if anybody has any questions, we'd love to hear from you. Otherwise, we may just call it a quick show and try to get our guest on next week.
Yeah, I've kind of been in that same boat, so.
I don't think we have any other major events coming up that we can share to talk about other than, like you said, the equine education experience is coming up. That will be great to have another one of those. They're always incredible. Dr. Marley Svonk does a great job. I don't know. I don't have any idea who she's planning on having with her or as guests or what their topic is, but I can't imagine it's going to be anything other than great and such great things to be able to share to people with people. It'll be nice to have another one of those.
That's always the recommendation.
Sure.
Yeah, when you have new customers, is particularly if they want to know more, is to go back and looking at the previous, because I think there's at least five of them.
That's what I was thinking, but I could be wrong.
No, if you're new to the horse world yourself, those are ones that you should make a date for Saturday night movies. You're going to watch one of those every Saturday and just listen because, it's good information. And particularly, you know, as Marlies kind of follows the format that Dr. Burka does with his wellness series, the first part is kind of an overview that talks about Beamer. And so, again, repetition and hearing it over, and not exactly the same each time, but a little bit different with a different focus, that's a good way to, you know, help you feel more comfortable in how you can represent, you know, the horse set when you're talking to different people. So highly recommend taking advantage of those.
I was going to say, if you're a horse person, then you can, you know, watch them and get something from them and then use those as reference. If you're not a horse person, you can say, you know, I don't really know about this, but from what I hear, this is really, you know, I know this is great information. And I think that you would appreciate, you know, having this information and this knowledge. And so without even having to know what it is, you can know that it's great information to share with any kind of horse person. And you know that it will be done well, and it can be, usually she puts it on Facebook page, a link for it. And then it also is in Beamer Share, of course. So that's the easiest way for me, usually is Beamer Share. 'Cause then I can send it to somebody on their phone and they can, you know, I've had people that'll put it on and they're, you know, clean installs, but they've got it on, you know, they can listen while they're doing other things. So that's usually most horse people are going to be double duty in some way for most of their day, because they're going to be doubling up on chores and other things that they can do. So any way you can help that out and, you know, give them an easier way to watch it or listen to it while they're doing other things is great. So that's why I love the Beamer Share app, because it works so well for sending things like that. And those are all listed under there. So
absolutely. So I think we're going to reconvene next week, Rainey. How about that?
Yeah. I'm sorry, everyone. This is just kind of a show where we hardly did much, but, let's see. Well, it looks like she was maybe trying to call me, but then it went away. So maybe she will try to call in. Let's give it another minute. She was trying to call me, but I couldn't open it up for her in time. So, let's try this. You might lose me for a second while I do this.
Okay, we're waiting for Rainey to come back and hopefully have a way to have our special guest as well. And if not, no?
Okay, I think we're back, and I think, Linda, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, great. Everyone, we have Linda Covington-Jones with us.
Excellent. Sorry, I didn't get in before. I was out watering plants, and I couldn't hear my alarm go off.
Well, we're happy to have you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's such an amazing day here in Florida. It's overcast and 81 degrees and so sweet and a lovely breeze. So I won't ask you how it is here. So the reason I was really interested to share with you today is wondering if anyone has had this situation before, because 2 days ago I was asked to go and look at a horse that's got some real issues under saddle, way too much energy. She's a retired dressage horse and jumper, and they rescued this mare and had her for several years, and she's really lovely and sweet on the ground. But under saddle, she has a lot of energy. And so I was there to show them how they can do T-touch, you know, to calm her before riding. And then as I was working, one of my IBDs showed up, and she had a Beamer horse with her, of course, and she's a massage therapist. And so we decided to put the Beamer on her, of course, because her muscles are just like a rock. It's no wonder she's, you know, difficult under saddle. And so we put it on her for the 5 minutes, waiting for the usual change in lowering the head or, you know, the signs that we look for when a horse begins to go into the parasympathetic. And she was very quiet and just stood there, but no signs, no no movement of the lips, the ears, nothing. It was really unusual. And so I thought, well, let's see, we've got the time. Let's see what happens when we put her on the 10, because sometimes that's enough, just a different frequency. So she started a little bit, the head started to lower, but nothing like I'm used to seeing. And I know how much this can do for this mare if she would put the beamer on her before she does her massages, and that's what we were hoping for. So still, nothing. I mean, so little change, no resting of the hind foot, and maybe a 4-inch drop in lowering of the head. She was quiet, her eyes were quiet, but no kind of blinking that I'm used to seeing, no lip movement. So we thought, okay, let's just see what happens and if I put her on the higher frequency. And in a few minutes, the head dropped like probably 6 to 8 inches. She got really quiet and took a really deep breath. And interesting, we still didn't get resting in hind foot. That's how tight this mare is. But she was really happy. And it was what I was hoping to see, because a massage therapist is thinking of using the beamer before her sessions or, you know, even 10 minutes, because it makes such a difference to the work that you can get in as a massage therapist. So that's my story, and I just wondered if, I know it's not our protocol, but in that case, when we want to see, will this make a difference, and we have that one shot, it's very different than if you already have a blanket and you're using the, you know, protocol that we have. So,
yeah, so I'm going to jump in because I have questions, but I also want to just do a little clarification. So this is definitely not something we're going to recommend for anyone just to go out and start, you know, putting this blanket on horses and just keep hitting programs until you see a response you want to see. That's not something that we're recommending in general. This is because Linda and I don't know your distributor's name that you were working with, the massage therapist.
No, she's just brand new. You wouldn't know her.
Okay. Either one of them, they were watching the horse. You were watching eyes. You were feeling muscles. You were looking for very particular things. And you'd already done a full T-touch session with her as well. So you had a really good feel for this horse before you started. And just not everybody else has that. So I just want to make sure we know that this isn't something that we're just go out and keep, you know, put it on and just keep hitting programs until you see what you want to see, because that's not what happened here. Linda and the massage therapist were very involved in particularly watching for certain things, because you actually mentioned something to me when you were telling me this story about the muzzle, of something in particular you were watching there. So I wanted you to kind of maybe talk about that a little bit too, because there was something in particular you were watching, an area that you were watching.
Well, it just takes a lot of experience, so
yeah.
You know,
right.
And knowing your horse. But what was interesting is she
was
really...
Well, that's key. That's what I want to make sure everyone understands. It's like not everyone is going to see these things, but these are what things you were looking for in this situation. Yeah.
Well, particularly because of the difficulty that she has under saddle,
mm-hmm.
which to me indicates, you know, real discomfort and tension in the body. And what I noticed that was very interesting, and if you've ever read my personality book, it shows that if a warm blood or a horse that you're not used to seeing a large open nostril with has a really round nostril and there's a line above it, a wrinkle above it, that's an indication of holding the breath and discomfort. So what was really interesting, because I didn't know this, I hadn't seen the mare before, but she's had many weekly massage sessions from therapists. And so what I noticed is as she started to go into these deeper, you know, places, lowering the head and all, her nostrils suddenly relaxed, and they were no longer wide and open and no wrinkles above them. And I had never seen that before. It was really interesting.
Yeah, so like I said, that just goes to show, like, the level of, experience for sure, but just the level of understanding of a horse that you have, that's so much, you know, beyond what the rest of us have or can even speak to. So those are the things I was wanting just to make sure that people understood that those are the things you were watching for and looking for, and between you and the massage therapist that you were you weren't just, you know, putting these on willy-nilly and hoping for something. You were all knew what you were doing and what you were looking for, and you were looking for something specific for this animal. And like you said, this isn't something like this horse is going to get every day. You're not going to be doing these, you know, multiple sessions like this, you know, all the time for this horse if it's something that they have on, that they do on a regular basis. This was a particular situation.
Right.
Well, yeah. I think, yeah, it goes with saying, no, go ahead. Sorry. You talk. Okay. Well, what I was going to say is it says it fills up what we always say when people say, well, give me some hard and fast rules. And you say, it depends. It depends on the horse and the abilities of, you know, the experience of the people to be able to look at the horse and understand the body language and the feedback and to say, we're going to work with this horse and to realize. So, again, it doesn't happen the first time, and it's something that you don't learn overnight. So when we say, here's the answer you always love, it depends. But we do that with the human humor too, you know. I mean, sometimes there are people that are entirely contrary, opposite to the typical reactions that people would maybe more normally have. And so, I mean, the same thing happens in the animal world. So that's this is kind of also a great illustration of that fact as well. So I want to ask Linda if she has, because we have a lot of people on that may not have heard from you before or could be newer. I want to know if you have a favorite Beamer horse testimonial that you could share from your vast library.
Well, this one was interesting. It's one of the first sessions I ever did, and this was in Switzerland, and it was with a horse that had been bought from a situation that would have gone to the killers, and it was bought by a very experienced horsewoman who owns a rehab center for, you know, with veterinarians there and the full thing that you rehab horses. So she bought this horse. He was only 6 years old, and he was a stallion. So they gelded him, and they wanted him for a school horse. But what she found out is that he really attached to one person, and he was really pokey under saddle. I mean, clearly, he didn't have much schooling, but he was really slow, but at the same time, kind of nervous. You know, those skittish types of horses. But you couldn't get it to move forward. So I said, well, let's just see what happens. We put the Beamer on him, and just for a medium session, and just put it on and take it off and see what happens. So then she had to do something for about an hour, and she came back and she saddled the horse up and rode him out. And she said if she hadn't owned the horse, she would not have believed it was her horse, because he had to the forward, he had plenty of really nice impulsion, but wasn't nervous. And it was, and they bought a Beamer for this horse. And I saw him like 6 months later, and he was working in the school and really happy and also really adaptable. And that's one of the things I find, you know, with the Beamer, that it just brings them into themselves in a way that gives them confidence and grounded. And I mean, I tell you, you know, we have so many case studies about how Beamers helped horses in situations where they had issues, physical issues. But for me, I love it for the fact that you can put it on before you ride, and it can be a pleasure rider. And in the winter, it's a little, you know, sketchy with some horses. Even here in Florida, they've got too much energy because they're not getting out as much in the winter. And you just put that Beamer on 5 or 10 minutes and then get on and ride them. And you've got a horse that's in your hand and cooperative and warmed up. Like, you don't have to go out there and lunge them, or it's a really different thing. And for me, that's the power of Beamer.
Yeah, I love that story, and I've heard it before, and it is one of my favorites, and it still gives me chills when you tell it, because this is a horse that was miserable and was headed for, you know, he was not going to survive this. And that's, you know, a sad situation when it's obviously fixable. But he was miserable, and nobody was happy with him either. And so this is a situation where one, maybe, I don't know, 5 or 10 minute session changed this horse's life. So it's just incredible to me. Gosh, I love that story. Like I said, it still gives me chills because now this horse is happy. They're happy with him, and he gets a whole new life. And so, yeah, I mean, yeah, we do talk a lot about the physical stuff, but these kind of stories are incredible to me that now he can be a horse again and have this this life again.
Yeah, so it puts them in a mood of cooperating because they're in the parasympathetic and they can think and not just react, and it's a miracle to be able to put that on 5 or 10 minutes and get that response.
Right. And yeah. And then only even better when you look at like what, you know, once they bought it and we're using it every day, what they could do for him and the difference. But yeah, to me, that just one session and that complete change is just incredible. So we lost Cindy. I think she said she got cut off. So I think she'll maybe try to call back in, but we do have somebody else that wants to chat with us. I'm not sure if it's a question for you or for us in general, but let's see. We've got area code 303. Area code 303, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hey there, this is Sarah Miller. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Sarah. I was hoping this was you.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Sarah. Hi.
Well, I first want to say how appreciative I am to this woman. She has made such a difference in my life. And in addition
to
introducing me. Yeah, I am talking about Linda in addition to introducing me to the Beamer. But I also kind of wanted to touch on the idea of doing multiple sessions on horses and the first horse she talked about, because I have a horse, and Linda, you have met this horse, Irish, who thankfully he's my horse. So he would be the worst demo horse around because he simply does not show that parasympathetic response when you're doing a Beamer session. And I have experimented with him on the different programs, and I've just found that he's wound pretty tight. He doesn't like to give in to either the Beamer or body work when it's happening. But once I turn him out, 15, 20 minutes later, I can look out there and he is completely processing it. So the idea is real. Every horse is different. So we just have to work with the horse that's in front of us.
And I think that's really an interesting comment, the fact that the horse may need time to process it. And that may be true on the 5 or 10 minutes, you know, that you just do that and you just give them time. So interesting, isn't it?
It is. And I actually do the lower intensities or the lower programs with him now and just let him process. So that's the way he is.
And Sarah, have you found it made any difference with the neck applicator?
I do, actually. I'm going to admit that when the neck applicator came out, I was like, okay, people want this, but why do we need it? We've got the cuffs. We're using the cuffs very successfully. Why do we need to add this into it? But I will admit, now that I have been using the neck applicator, that the placement of those coils, it's really key to it, and it works. I see a lot of responses with the neck applicators that I wasn't seeing with the cuffs, even though we knew they were working.
And it's so interesting, you know, recently we put it on a 2-year-old Gypsy Vanner, and he is really wound up when he's in the stall. And he was there, I was doing a T-Touch and Beamer demo, and he was reasonable once he got the Beamer on. But as soon as we put the neck applicator on him, the horse just stood stock still and went in deep into himself just on the low setting. It was a miracle in front of our
eyes. Isn't that interesting? It really is.
Yeah. The other had worked. It certainly made a difference. But we just saw, bam, he just went into that, into another, deep within himself.
Yep.
Within minutes.
Well, I'm definitely sold on the neck applicator now, even though I wasn't at first. So seeing is believing.
Seeing is definitely believing.
Yeah. So Sarah, since you're on, I'm gonna put you on the spot too. And we got our favorite Linda story. Do you have a favorite, you know, testimonial story or one of your favorite things that you've seen just from doing demos or on your own horses?
Ooh, oh, I've got many. I think
I know.
One of the most interesting and fun stories for me is I was at a show with a friend who had an Arabian stallion that was her show horse at the time, and she wanted me to do, this is the first time the horse had been beamered, and she wanted me to do a beamer demo on the horse. And so we did, and we just had it on the five-minute program. And I'm standing in the stall with her, and there's three other people standing at the gate of the stall. And the horse is standing there, and he's not showing those parasympathetic responses that I would expect, similar to the other two horses we've talked about. Mm-hmm. But the owner of the horse looked at her friends outside the stall, and she said, "Isn't this amazing?" And I'm standing there thinking, well, I think the beamer's amazing, but I don't know what she's talking about. come to find out that horse does not want anyone in or around his stall. He is normally pinning his ears and going after anyone that is there. And he was standing quietly getting his beamer session with five people standing there with him, and he didn't care. So, and that just goes to show you have to be there with the owner or the trainer of the horse, because you don't know what this horse is normally like. So it's really important.
Yeah, I really like that story on a couple levels, because obviously, like you just said, I mean, you don't know that horse, so you don't know their normal behavior or their normal reactions to things, like, you know, the owner or the trainer would. And also, it's like you can almost see that horse going, okay, I'm going to put up with you just because I like this.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great. Cindy, are you back on? Do we have you back on?
Well,
at least for the moment.
I think so, but, you know, I've been kicked off three times, so I'm going to take it personally, and I just appreciate Sarah calling in and, you know, with her good story, so... I think you guys did perfectly, and I should shut up so I don't get booted out again.
Blog Talk keeps kicking her off for some reason today. So, oh gosh. Well, thank you, ladies, so much. I know you have busy schedules, and I appreciate you taking the time to come on and share with us. You are welcome anytime. We'd love to have the two of you anytime. And I want to just offer my own, you know, personal congratulations of the two of you that have, ranked up, I guess, recently. And we have Linda, who's a new organizational manager, and Sarah, that's a new team manager. So I just wanted to offer my own just personal congratulations to you ladies. It's great to see more, to see you doing well, and also to see more horsey people up there in those higher parts of the organization. So great to congratulations, ladies.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Rainey. I appreciate that.
We're blessed. It's a great company.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. And Rainey, I want to thank you for all these years of staying with us. And Cindy, I mean, all the hours that you both have put in sharing this work is really incredible. And I just wanted to share just one thought about what Sarah said about that stallion. I mean, if you think about it, when he doesn't want people around him, he's in the state of the sympathetic nervous system, fight, flight, fear, faint, fool around, all of that. And and it's really hard to change that even with body work in the minutes that it can take with the beamer to put him into that parasympathetic. It's huge. And what a gift that the owner was there, because that's really important.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for that story. I love it.
And Linda, I'd love to get your massage therapist on here to talk about how she uses it before, before, you know, she does her work, you know, how she uses Beamer before, because just even in that example you were telling me with the with that story, with the horse as tight and as, you know, as wound up as he was, or she, sorry, before mm-hmm. you started, I mean, it would be really tough to even do any massage work on a horse like that. But
well,
once
you can,
get her...
but they're reactive, you know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I will see if we can get her on, because she has some really interesting cases, particularly of horses that are really challenging under saddle. And she just has put that Beamer on a few minutes before, and the rider gets on, and they have a different horse. Same experience I had.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah. And so just as a massage therapist or any other, you know, therapy, any work that you're doing, being able to do Beamer first and just getting more out of what you already are doing. So your massage, you can get deeper, you can get where you need to get better because the horse actually started out in a better place. So I love hearing those. So, yeah, I would love to have her on to talk about how she uses it with her other, you know.
Right, and I'll see if I can get Anita on because she's a new IBD for me, and she has a 27 or 29 year old horse, I don't know which, and he is, you know, feeling his age, and she just couldn't believe it when she put it on him just for 10 minutes a couple of days ago, and he walked off without being stiff.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that we could do otherwise to get that. And then, you know, he's for the first little bit kind of stiff and going along.
Yeah.
Happy horse. So I want to get her on. It's a good idea.
Yeah, please. I'd love to. So we will chat after. We're just about out of time, but I wanted to thank you ladies so much for coming on. We appreciate you having on. You're welcome anytime. Just, you can call me and let me know you can come on, or you can just call in and we'll put you on. We'd love to have you.
Okay.
Cindy, any final words from you today before we get cut off here?
Oh, I'm just appreciative that everyone was persistent so that we were able to hear from Linda. We always love hearing from her, and we love Sarah calling in too. So I'm delighted that worked out so we didn't have to stop early. So that was perfect, ladies. Appreciate your time very much and all that you do for horses.
Always fun to be with you, Cindy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Agreed. This is some of the times when I wish this was live and I could be with you all in person. So,
right.
But then I would have had to brush my hair, I guess. anyway, thanks so much, ladies. Appreciate you having on. Appreciate all of you listeners and anyone that's going to listen to the recordings. We know that's how a lot of our listeners do. So please be sure to tune into Blog Talk the other days. But we're going to meet you here next Thursday to talk about horses. All right, everyone. Hope you have a wonderful week. Bye. Thank you, Linda.
Happy
Thank
Easter.
You, Sarah.
Oh,
bye.
Yes. Happy
bye.
Easter.
Yeah.
Bye.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.